Welcome to the Victory in Living broadcast with your hosts, Ray and Pam Jackson. We are coming to you every week to bring words of encouragement and insights into living a victorious Christian life. Psalms 138, 7 through 8 says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands." Jeremiah 29:11 reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So plan on joining us every Saturday morning for good singing, testimonies, and the Word.
Thanks, son. We really appreciate you doing our announcement for us. Well, this week we're having a special broadcast. Ray is going to be singing, and I'm going to be presenting my favorite scriptures. And we also want to remind you about the special things coming.
Yes.
So we want to encourage you to keep checking our websites, listening for more details.
Amen.
Amen. But right now, I'm going to ask Gray to kick us off with his first song. And what's the name of this song, Ray?
This is God on the Mountain.
All right.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make it right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. You talk of faith when you're up on the mountain. Talk comes easy when life's at its best. But it's down in the valley of trials and temptation that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make it right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the day is still God in the night.
Amen. You know, Ray, that's really true. The God in the day is still God in the night, because
Amen.
God never, never changes.
Amen.
And one of my favorite scriptures, and of course we have it read at the beginning of our program, is Psalms 138, verse 8. But I'm going to back up and read 7 with that. It reads like this from the King James Version. Though I walk in the midst of trouble,
yes,
thou will revive me. You
Amen.
Shall stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemy, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which
Amen.
Concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever.
Endures forever.
Forsake not the works of thine own hands.
Amen.
Get that down in your heart.
Amen.
Live by it, because it's the Word of God and it's true. Ray, what's your next song?
Is I Was There When It Happened, and I Guess I Ought to Know. Well, there are some people who say we cannot tell whether we are saved or whether all is well. They say we only can hope and trust that it is so. But I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me, the very moment he forgave me, he took away my heavy burdens, and he gave me peace within. Say it'll never make me doubt it, it's real, I'm gonna shout it. For I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Now I don't care who tells me salvation is not real. Though the world may argue, they say we cannot fail. But the heavy burden's lifted, the vile sins are gone. I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me, the very moment he forgave me, he took away my heavy burdens, and he gave me peace within. Satan can't make me doubt it, it's real, I'm gonna shout it. I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know.
You know, and we can rest assured that we ought to know, because his promises are true and amen.
Amen.
And God cannot lie.
Yes, cannot.
He's promised us, and this is another one that we read every time at the beginning of our broadcast, but I'm going to add a couple of verses to it. Jeremiah 29:11-13
amen.
Tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." And the version Raymond likes says, "and an expected end."
Yes.
But verse 12 says, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you."
Amen.
"You will seek me and find me when you seek me
with your whole heart."
Your heart.
Isn't
amen.
That good?
Ray, what are you going to sing now?
We're going to sing "The Next Step."
All right.
"Why worry about tomorrow? Why worry if your steps are slow? If your life has been spent for Jesus, you don't have much farther to go. For the next hand you shake might be the hand of the Savior. The next step you take could be up there on streets of gold. And your next meal could be the marriage supper. And the next touch you feel, he could be blessing your soul. Be strong and keep on going. Don't get angry when things go wrong. Don't give up, for it's almost over. All the signs are pointing toward home. For the next hand you shake might be the hand of the Savior. The next step you take could be up there on streets of gold. And your next meal could be the marriage supper. And the next touch you feel, he could be blessing your soul."
Amen, Raymond. You're really bringing some memories back to me over the years of our ministry.
Amen.
You know, and that next hand, that's so very true. You know, your mama's in heaven, your daddy's in heaven.
Amen.
All of your grandparents.
My little brother.
Your little brother.
Amen.
And I have a mama, and I have aunts and uncles that are in heaven waiting on me.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The next step we take,
amen,
you know, could be. But, you know, what Philippians 4, what Paul wrote there, tells us how we should live our life here while we're here on earth. And he says in verse 4 of Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord always.
Always.
And again I say, rejoice.
Amen.
Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. You know,
well,
Raymond, that's the exciting thing is,
hallelujah,
I believe we're living in the generation. Woo. We're going to get caught up in
Thank
the rapture.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And then it says in verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And you know, that's the thing that we could go through no matter what the world outside looks like. If we can get this scripture down in our heart, it's that peace of God, which passes all understanding, that will hold us in good stead and we can walk through whatever is put in front of us. Amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
So what are you going to sing now, Ray?
I'm going to sing a song called Come See Me. I can't tell what's deep inside our spirit caverns. I've only read about their jewels, rich and rare. I've not explored the depths of any ocean. But when you want to meet the Savior, I've been there. Oh, when you're ready to meet Jesus, come see me, come see me. Well, and with you're sick of sin and longing to be free, to be free. Oh, when you need a love that's so much deeper than your deepest sin, when you're ready to come home again, no matter where you've been. Oh, when you're ready to meet Jesus, come see me, come see me. I've not walked or talked with Earth's most famous statesmen, and chances that I'll ever meet them all are dim. Oh, but if just you'd just like to know this King of Glory, I can take you to meet Jesus, for I know him. Oh, when you're ready to meet Jesus, come see me, come see me. Well, and when you're sick of sin and longing to be free, to be free. This is the famous here. Oh, when you need a love that's so much deeper than your deepest sin, when you're ready to come home again, no matter where you've been. Oh, when you're ready to meet Jesus, come see me, come see me, come see me, come see me.
And I'm going to read the next two verses in Philippians 4, verses 8 and 9. And it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And then in the ninth verse, it tells us this, those things which you have learned and received and heard and seen in me.
Amen.
Do, and the God of peace
glory to
shall be with you.
Amen.
And you know, that last part is where we have become prepared to do exactly what that last song that Ray sang. When they come to you, be prepared to give them the good news of the gospel of peace. Give them the good news that there's hope in this generation
there's
that we're
hope.
Living in.
Hope.
That there is the blessed hope.
Hope. The blessed
that
hope.
There is the blessing. See,
the blessing.
You know, it's like Ray and I keep telling you,
the
his
blessing.
Word tells us that he wants us to prosper, and he doesn't want to add any sorrow with it. Because why? You're his child, and he wants to use you to help establish his kingdom here on earth.
You know, Pam, we have the new covenant.
That's
the
right.
The blessing. We live under the new blessing. It's the blessing of the new covenant.
Yes.
We took on the lineage of Abrahamic covenant.
Amen.
Amen. He said that he would make us the head and not the tail. Every place your foot treads, he give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I tell you, get on board, folks, today with this situation. It's what's going on in the kingdom of God. I'm telling you, the kingdom of God's growing. The church is not going down. The church is going up.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I woke up this morning feeling fine. Well, I woke up with heaven on my mind. Well, I woke up with joy in my soul. For I knew my Lord had control. Well, I knew I was walking in the light. For I stayed on my knees in the night. And I prayed till the Lord gave a sign. And now I'm feeling mighty fine. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. I've got heaven on my mind. Oh, don't you know I want to go over the mist and the honey flows. There is a light that always shines down inside this heart of mine. I've got heaven on my mind, and now I'm feeling mighty fine. Well, we've been a-walking and talking all the time. Well, we're walking and talking as we climb. Oh, we're traveling the road to the sky. That's where I know I'll live when I die. Oh, he's been a-telling me all about that land. And he tells me that everything is grand. Oh, then he says that a home will be mine. Well, and now I'm feeling mighty fine. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Well, I've got heaven well on my mind. Oh, don't you know I wanna go over the milk and the honey flows. There's a light that always shines down inside this heart of mine. Well, I've got heaven on my mind. Well, and now I'm feeling mighty fine. If you could own all this world and its money, build castles tall enough to reach the sky above. But if you've not come face to face with Jesus and his saving grace, then you'd know nothing until you've known the love of God. If you could know the loving hand that reaches down to a fallen man and picks him up from sinking sin where he has trod. Until you know just how it feels to know that God is really real, then you've known nothing until you've known the love of God. If you could travel around
around this world and meet everybody. If you could go far beyond the stars above, but if you've not come face to face with Jesus and His saving grace, then you've known nothing until you've known the love of God. Until you've known the loving hand that reaches down to a fallen man and picks him up from out of sin where he has trod. Until you know just how it feels to know that God is really real, then you've known nothing until you've known the love of God. If you could know the loving hand that reaches down to a fallen man and lifts him up from out of sin where he has trod. Until you know the loving hand that reaches down to a fallen man, until you've known nothing, until you've known the love of God.
Last night I dreamed an angel came. He took my hand, he called my name. He bid me look the other way. And then I heard my Savior say, He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men to me. He turned and then I saw the nail-scarred hands that bled for me. I touched the hem of His garments that fell round it there. My life, my heart, I gave, my soul was in His care. When I awoke, my heart beat so. Far in the dark, I saw a glow. This was no dream, He turned my way. And then I heard Savior said, He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men to me. He turned and then I saw the nail scarred hands that bled for me. Oh, I touched the hem of His garment that fell around Him there. My life, my heart, I gave, my soul was in His care. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men to me. He turned and then I saw the nail-scarred hands that bled for me. I touched the hem of His garment that fell round Him there. My life, my heart, I gave, my soul was in His care. There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's sea. Oh, when I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. Well, and the light that shines in the darkest night shall safely lead me o'er. But if it wasn't for that lighthouse, my ship would be no more. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. For Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shone the light around me that I could clearly see.
And if it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me where would this ship be? Now everybody that lives around us says tear that old lighthouse down. They say the big ships don't sail that way anymore. There's no use in it standing round. But then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light from that old lighthouse that stands up there on the hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. King Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shown the light around me that I could clearly see. And if it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me where would this ship be? And if it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me where would this ship be?
Hope you enjoyed that song. We're going to do one more song, and it's entitled, I'm in a New World.
The Lord has been so good to me. He set my captive spirit free. Old things have passed away. All things are new today. He opened up my blinded eyes, and now I've got a great surprise. I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. I'm in a new world. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new ever since that happy day. He opened up my blinded eyes, and now I got a great surprise. I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. While wandering down that sinful road, I had no friend to share my load. I wandered here and there, yet no one seemed to care. But when I knelt that night to pray, I stepped into a brand new day. I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. I'm in a new world. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new ever since that happy day. He opened up my blinded eyes, and now I've got a great surprise. I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. I can't explain the way I feel. There's not a doubt. I know it's real. There's glory in my soul. The hallelujahs roll. Though earthly friends, they turn me down, I'll still retain the peace I found. I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. I'm in a new world. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new ever since that happy day. He opened up my blinded eyes, and now I've got a great surprise. I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me.
Amen, Ray. We enjoyed those, and I wish the audience could just see you when you sing, because you just really totally get into it. You tap your foot, and just have a good time. And I think that's what it's all about when we're worshiping and praising our Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings.
I want to encourage you to write us at Victory in Living Ministries at 5221 Shiver Road, Keller, Texas, 76244. Take time and email us at Victory in Living, that's all one word, victoryinliving@aol.com. Visit us at our website, Victory in Living Ministries. Again, that's all one word, victoryinlivingministries.org.